This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back for the last segment of the show. A bit that Russ created. In his drunken stupor, he had an idea at his party, and I helped.
I was so. What was I drinking? I even forget what I was drinking that night. That was a couple years
all
ago.
All of it?
Yes.
There's no booze left.
Where is it? In Russ's lower intestines.
So what Russ tells me, Russ tells me before the party, go, listen. You know, there's people here from all different beliefs. Don't talk any politics. All right, Russ, not a problem.
God, yeah,
Russ
half spent a bottle of Jack Daniels later.
And Russ spent the whole fucking night talking politics to me.
No.
But from that came this bit, which is called Political Pounding, which I'll play the theme music for in a second. Basically, most of us feel, regardless of party, that the politicians are screwing us in some way.
Yes.
So we play orgasmic noises to figure out how badly it is. And I'll play those as we rate them. But the four categories are meh, so it's not so bad.
Okay.
The pound game is strong with this one. We've escalated. Clean up an aisle six. That's a pretty good pounding. And then the final one, is that even legal?
Those are great categories.
It's fantastic.
So here is the theme song for Political Pounding, which I will play in a second. Here we go.
Every election, politicians promise to help their constituents. And every election, we vote for them. And what do they do? Screw us! Well, here at Davin's Den, we find them and rate the screwing they do to you. So join us for Political Pounding.
Okay, so let me get to the right place.
That's funny. The fact that he actually nurtured this is unbelievable. Usually when I'm drunk, people ignore me because nothing I say makes sense. Davin turned into a fucking radio show.
I'm a nice man. I'm a nice man.
I am a nice man. Is that even legal?
Oh, my God.
All right. So what is the first story, Russ?
After a year, it was noticed that the newly named Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge was missing his middle initial, M. Oh, that's for money, a moron. You be the judge. Now the signs will need to be replaced at the taxpayer's expense. Is this owed to the former governor worth a single letter or a single dollar?
I am going to say that while it is fucking stupid and it is going to cost us, and it's clearly about ego, I'm going to go on the grand scheme of things, the way we routinely get fucked, I'm going to give it a meh.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I think that the ego stroking that's going on
honestly
with this compared to the butt pounding that we're getting financially, because they didn't budget for all this new signage.
No.
And I saw one of those damn signs recently, and I knew about this story, and I was like, M!
Yeah.
When I saw it. I was actually thinking F, but I saw M.
It's getting a reaction.
I think that's the pound game is strong with these assholes.
I'm a pip on that. Not the worst thing, but
no,
you made a mistake on something. It's all about ego. I totally agree with Pip.
All about ego.
And right. I'll tell you, yeah, they're reaching into somebody's pocket to pull out money for this shit.
All right, I will play the pound game is strong.
Pounding,
but no, but that's strong.
I feel like I heard Mother Goose get fucked. I could have sworn I heard like a goose honking.
That's fantastic.
Wait, there's something wrong making that noise.
I just feel if you're gonna do it, there should be rhymes in between.
Nice. Jack and Joe. All right, hill, so both with a buck and a quarter.
So the Cuomo Bridge goes down with the pound game.
Yeah,
is strong.
Pound game is strong.
All right.
Next, while elected leaders remain ineffective, the World Health Organization is about to pull the United States' measles elimination status. The outbreak of measles in places such as New York City has raised concerns about impacting children, elderly, and people with compromised immune systems. Are politicians putting us at risk to secure the anti-vaxxer vote?
Wait, the United Nations was going to take away?
World Health Organization is thinking about pulling our measles elimination status.
So are the politicians
putting us at risk to get the vote of the anti-vaxxers?
Yeah, I don't even really look at that as a political. I don't even think they're really kowtowing to that, to be honest with you.
I think some of them are. Honestly.
I mean, I would need to, for me to really give a rating on that, I would need an example of a politician that's shown to be an anti-vaxxer and has a strong contingency of people that are supporting it. So I feel like I can't even judge this.
I don't know. I don't think that this is a matter of the politicians backing off to be in league with anti-vaxxers and, religious groups that don't want to vaccinate. I think it's more that they, because we'd not completely eliminated, but we'd greatly, greatly reduced the occurrences of measles in the United States, and now it's coming back.
Yes,
I think it's more that the politicians have not gotten ahead of it yet, but I think that they will.
I don't think we're getting pounded on that one.
I hope so.
I think this is a myth. Yeah.
No, it's not even a myth for me. It doesn't even
not
rate
even
for,
meth.
It doesn't even rate.
I don't think it's their fault.
No, I don't think it's there yet.
And I think that it's the stupidity of people believing everything that they read on the internet.
See? You're proving my point. We're giving these people a platform. The news stations do it. What? No, nobody wants to hear from you, you anti-vaxxer freak. We have science.
No, I
and a Sharpie marker. We have both, and both are equal.
You can't have an opinion about science. Science
apparently
just is.
Apparently you can. You're wrong. You can.
Well, you can, but you'd be wrong.
It would be a shame to see the World Health Organization things. You know, our politicians don't exactly solve problems in this country. They usually make them worse. Mm-hmm. After 50 years of having this as a whisper at best, to lose status. We got the biggest economy in the world, strongest army in the world, and we're losing our measles elimination status.
I don't think it's a political thing.
You know what? At first, it's measles.
I don't know. It's remain to be seen.
Let's move it on. Let's keep it going.
All right. Okay. Last year, this is for me. Last year, it's a good one though. The residents of my hometown.
Say so
I'm saying it's a good one. The residents of my hometown of Monroe, New York, were promised no new taxes for this upcoming school year. After elections, we discovered that school taxes were raised last week when residents received their annual bills. Were we bullshitted for votes? So it was all over social media, all over the printed.
Did they give
media.
A reason why?
What
did they? Was there ever a reason given why that? Like George Bush.
No, there was no.
George Bush Senior had to go back on his
party platform. Was state level politicians secured money and funds, so there would be no tax increase, and everything they were doing was great, copacetic, and wonderful. We were not supposed to see a tax increase after the elections. We got our bills in the mail. There was a tax increase. No reason. I heard one argument about cost of living and economic exit. Yeah. So, there's all that out there. But we were promised with all things, the 30,000-foot view, no tax increase.
And you
there
believed
was
it?
A tax. I didn't believe it. I was the one calling bullshit before the vote even went down.
All right.
Everybody thought I was
since
the
we don't
nut.
Have reasoning on it, I can only take it on the face value.
Yeah. Huh?
So I will say clean up in aisle 6.
Agreed.
For that.
I'm going to say that. Because I'm pretty well versed in local government budgeting and politics.
Go on.
I'm gonna say that the pound game is strong. The problem is that politicians always say that they're not gonna raise the taxes. And you know what? Then when the budgetary constraints come around, they raise the taxes.
Right, but then when you don't find out until you get your bill, it hurts. Like, they didn't even tell you.
That's the problem. Senior citizens budget
hurt.
To the penny.
It absolutely
so
does hurt.
I keep hearing the magic number is 300 on average.
Mm.
But you know what? To a senior citizen,
it's a lot.
$300 is a lot.
It's all right,
we're
going to
go with a cleanup on aisle 6 for that. I gotta tell you,
this is me when I'm drunk at a party, and he's encouraging this madness. That's the best part. Susan was rolling her eyes like, "Rush, shut up, you're drunk." And Devin's like, "No, let's go with this." And
I'm
like,
"A guest at your
okay,
house."
Okay, I'm drunk, and I'll just keep talking.
I'm a guest at your house. What am I getting to offend?
No, you encourage. So next thing I know, I'm over here where we're putting sound bites together, and this is becoming real. My wife's eye rolling me like, "You sick bastard."
No, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like she's having sex in a giant
tub
of Ben and Jerry's. It's like putting two great things together,
An ice cream orgasm.
To me,
ice cream orgasm.
She's been saving up for a vacation. It's been like 20, like when somebody goes to Atlantis for the first time, cool. Saved up for 10, 15 years, then she just made it, and that's why she's going, I'm coming! It's all about a vacation.
Wow, that was...
Actually, I'm probably, speaking of Atlantis, nice place, but coming from Sandals...
Oh, Sandals are nicer.
It was hard. My wife and I go to the Bahamas every year to get away from our children.
It's adults.
It's not. Sandals is adults only.
Oh, is it? Then?
So it's great. Oh, yeah. It's great. So anyway, we're all excited. Susan had never been to Atlantis. I had been once before 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome place. I wanted to go show her the aquariums. They have some of the best aquariums in the world.
Cool.
No kidding. It's really, really beautiful place. I mean, just walking around the building, I mean, you'll break a sweat. It's a big place.
Is it still there?
Oh, yeah, Atlantis, absolutely. Yeah, no, yeah, it's a Nassau.
No, I meant
and Mr.
Dorian.
Hurricane.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Hurricane right, was north of there. Yeah. So anyway, we get there, and my wife's neck almost broke when she turned. She heard, Mommy! And she looked.
What?
Yeah, it's like Disney World. It's like an aquatic Disney World. It's families. There's a lot of families there, which is a good thing. But coming from Sandals, and when we're away for 1 out of 52 weeks to pretend we're childless, to take that little break, especially my wife, you know, managing 4 kids in the house. So, oh my God, the kids were all over the place.
Oh, God.
So Susan's like, if you got rid of the kids, this place would be fucking awesome.
You know how I would take that? I go, you know what? Hey, those are not my problem.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told her.
I would like another $18 alcoholic beverage, please.
Honestly. Yeah, it's not a cheap place either. It's got a lot of posture. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Presidential candidate Cory Booker unveiled a $3 trillion plan called the Environmental Justice Fund. Advocates of the Green New Deal applaud the measure, while others say it's an assault on industry that will lead to the nation's wealthiest citizens being able to power their home. Is this for clearer skies or just pie in the sky?
Again, I don't really feel this is a... I don't feel like we're getting fucked with this because we haven't been lied to.
$3 trillion?
But we haven't been lied to.
I think this is a total... If this is passed, even to present something, a $3 trillion expense to destroy American industry... I say the
But that's
game
an opinion.
Strong.
That's an opinion that's going to destroy.
Yeah, that's a projection that
we
people
don't know.
Are,
I can't.
Are
I,
saying
I can't judge this.
$3 trillion. He labeled it.
Right, but
we're saying a dollar amount and going, ooh, scary dollar amount.
Dude.
But you know,
I don't
you
know enough
compare
about
it to other.
See now,
dollar
you know,
amounts,
you know how I would say we get. Well, actually, I'm not going to say because it might be in here.
Well,
so,
go on. Over 2,000 Americans have died in Afghanistan over the course of the 18-year conflict sparked by the 9/11 attacks, which is tomorrow, by the way. Please remember. The Trump administration is most likely going to begin withdrawing U.S. forces before the 2020 election as long as the Taliban behaves themselves. Is this a disregard for the American lives lost in the name of political posturing, or is it really time to leave? 2,000 families have dead sons and daughters.
I'm going to defer to the military people. Well, now, I can't do this with President Trump because he knows more than
the general. He's pretending he's running the show. I mean, he's acting as if this is his call, his decision. He's the commander-in-chief. So I
but nobody believes that except for his war on supporters.
If this is about 2020, or is it really time to get out of Afghanistan?
Well, remember, here's where I would say here's where the real
political.
You've
got 2,000 soldiers here.
I'm going to readjust it. You know, I'm going to readjust your category.
2,000 Americans came home in a coffin.
Here's how I'm going to readjust it. He criticized President Obama for giving a deadline when the troops.
That's another issue I have.
He said, I'm going to be unpredictable. You're never going to know what I'm going to do.
Correct.
And that way, he's fucking us because he's not. He's doing the opposite of that thing.
Why say before 2020? Exactly. Why get out before the next election?
I don't.
Listen, I voted for the guy. I have a right to. I feel like I have a right. I deserve a right to bitch and question him. I'm calling bullshit on this.
I don't know the situation.
There's 2,000 American families that lost sons and daughters, and you know. After 18 years, you know, like I said, if it's really time to leave, it's time to leave.
But we don't
know. This is about a friggin' election,
but we don't
and you're giving the Taliban a timetable, that's what he said he wouldn't do.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that we're not...
You know?
I would want to hear from the military to know, is it safe enough and is it time to withdraw?
Like, if the military's coming out, if the Pentagon's coming out and go, we can't do this.
He's saying,
or is this
I want troop...
Posturing?
I think so. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't judge it.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I'm surprised you're not familiar with the story.
But I'm familiar with the story, but I don't know the expert opinions to go that he's definitely...
I don't know. But the other thing is, I'm down on the president about this.
Down on about a lot of things.
You got this one.
2,000 people have lost their lives.
Exactly.
But my point is,
we're not bringing them back.
But
do we trample on their graves by?
I don't think it's trampling
leaving,
on their graves.
And the Taliban takes the country back.
Yeah, but I don't think
that's something that. First of all, we don't have a crystal ball, so like there could be.
You don't.
And you know how volatile the whole area is.
I can't
is.
Judge it.
Anything could happen.
All right.
But the, we would need to hear from. We need to hear from our government. I mean, our
not our government.
No, not our government.
No, anything.
But our
that,
military
please.
Experts, because I don't trust
up.
Anything Trump says.
Got
He's
it.
An idiot.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Good opinion. Earlier this year, the TSA banned Star Wars, if you can believe this, Star Wars thermal detonator Coca-Cola bottles being sold exclusively at the Disney Star Wars theme park. TSA is run by the Department of Homeland Security, which classified the fictitious thermal detonator as an explosive device replica. Is this going? Is this ongoing TSA crackdown on vacationers totally out of control, or is this just a case of too many nerds working in the same place?
I am going to say, well, first of all, it's stupid.
Correct. That's what I.
But I don't know if it's a pounding.
No, I'm saying, is that even legal?
You think it's a
fucking fictitious detonator Princess Leia used to free Han Solo, which that shit didn't happen in real life either, because he was frozen in carbonite, which. Show me that on the elemental fucking timetable. Is now banned by the Department of Homeland Security because a kid wants to take his Coca-Cola bottle, which is shaped like a thermal detonator, which has only been used in fucking Star Wars. Now I'm ranting. Devin, is that even legal?
I think it's
really.
But
kids at the airport crying, "Mommy, the movie is my thermal detonator."
The category, the game is not. How
it's government power.
No. The game is not how stupid are they. The game is...
Oh, it's
how,
stupid.
How are we getting fucked?
We are getting fucked.
Yeah.
A kid's going on vacation. Now he's there with his parents. He's got a crying kid.
Strong. The pound game is strong with this one.
I think is that even legal?
Thank you.
Really?
You now spent $20,000 on a Disney vacation, and your 10-year-old's fucking crying because he just had his thermal detonator taken away.
Listen.
Crazy bastards. Are you kidding me? You know how many bottles of fucking cologne I'm down in the past 18
nobody
years?
Nobody cried as hard as a menopausal woman having her tweezers taken away.
So, I'm sad. I lost bottles of cologne up the ass. I go away.
Well, that's where you should put them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I go
things
away now.
Things get lost up there.
Thank you.
Dude. My wife got nasty with one of them.
My name is on the show title. That right there.
They took her perfume and she was like, "Oh, I hope your wife enjoys it." I'm saying, "Oh, she was going to get snippy with
her." All right, so that is. I lost that one. Is that even legal? I would like to change that from "is that even legal" to "is that anal."
No,
is that even anal?
All right.
That's crazy.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Wow.
You should never have your first time being anal with a black man. Trust me, I know.
Trust me, I know.
We move on.
Or a football player.
We move on. How many more of these we got?
A couple more. That's right. It. Three more.
All right, let's go.
Governor Cuomo is imposing new license plates fees. But don't worry, we get to vote on the new look. Is this a worthwhile cause or Cuomo's vanity tax?
Wait, what's the reasoning behind it?
The reasoning is he wants all license plates that may have been damaged or are hard to read brought in and reissued for $25. Okay, I personally think it's a tax. I think he's personally targeting vehicle owners in the upstate region of New York, people he knows who don't vote for him, people who commute and pay commuter taxes and registration and licensing and insurance fees, okay? And there really is no valid, sensible reason that I've had. I do perceive this as a tax. I don't see any legitimate reason why license plates have to be called back in and reissued.
I'm going to say clean up in aisle 6.
I'm with you.
I'm going to say his pound game is strong. It sounds like a poor tax.
It really does. It's like, it's a fundraising scam is what I say. It's a tax.
Well, it is.
It really is, but it's the people who he's targeting. I mean, you hang out in the city, too. Most people in urban areas don't drive. They use mass transportation.
Right.
So who's he targeting? The people he knows are not going to vote for him, ever.
Well, I don't even know if it's that. I think it's a poor tax because it's like, who has a plate that's all beat up? Somebody who hasn't had to register a new car.
I know.
Who
it
doesn't register a new
that.
Car? People hang on to their cars for a while. Why do they do that? Because they don't have money to buy a friggin' car
every
3 years.
Correct. It's a bit,
so
I,
it's
I
a
know.
Poor tax.
All right. So that was clean up in aisle six.
Yeah.
I like how she's weeping when she just found out her uncle died of cancer in the middle of the orgasm. She's like, she's conflicted.
Laughing and crying. It's like there's all, everything's going on in
I've
that
had that
one.
A lot, experience a lot with women. So
No, it's all funny until.
It can happen.
A laughing, a little cry. They're laughing, I'm crying.
All fun and games until it's over in a minute and a half.
If only.
That's why they're crying.
Exactly. They're laughing. Hey,
no, you often get the wrap
you might
up
have
song.
Something happen to you.
I get the light. Listen, you've been down here long enough. Let's go. Let's go. Golden Girls is on. Let's go.
Golden Girls. Yikes. Wow. Who remembers that?
People with Lifetime.
Honestly. All right, New York City Mayor de Blasio logged in 7 work hours during the month of May. Did he abandon his post in an attempt to be president, or has he just had it with the job?
Well, first of all, they all do this. I mean, Christie does. Christie was. But that being said, you got a job to do. You got a job to do. So I'm
back
going
at the farm. You know,
I am going to say once again, clean up in aisle six.
I think is that even legal?
Yeah.
Because why are these politicians able to go out and stump for a job they don't even have, and they're not fucking doing the job that they have?
Correct.
Hate that.
You think that even legal?
Even legal, man. I'm sorry. I mean, he's got the second hardest job in the world,
but again,
which is mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
And he's good. 7 hours? What are you doing 7 hours?
Thing,
that's coming in to make sure your refrigerator is stocked.
But here's the thing. They all do it.
No. I know they do.
But that's a lot. 7 hours for a whole
Christie
month?
Christie was in Iowa like the last 2 years when he was governor.
I think he took on the second hardest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
First is president of the United States.
No.
The hardest job in the world.
The president of the United States, he's wrong.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We got
the
that, too.
The first one was looking at Christie.
All right. So is that even legal?
Yeah.
There
that's
we go.
Bad for him. One more.
Oh, yeah! Oh, God! Oh, God!
She's excited.
I got to tell you, she was a sweet girl. Nice kid.
Until the Fisher. Then she became a raging bitch.
She was one and done because fucking neighbors banging on the... It's like enough, wearing... I get it.
Wait, enough banging. The neighbors want to bang
these,
too?
All these are
no.
from my collection of audio taping the women I've been with.
Oh, man.
That's what this is. Probably I mean, I actually had to transfer it from cassette onto MP3 so you guys could all listen, but that's what this
just
is.
Just upgrade the technology. Nice.
I do it
sounds like
you.
She's been wearing tank tops since she was 9. Oh, no.
And look at what happened.
I know.
Look at what happened.
Pippa goes downhill. Got to keep your baby off the pole.
You don't have to keep your baby off the pole. I have to keep my baby off the pole.
No, that's true.
Somebody's baby needs to be on the pole.
Yeah. Oh, but so, wait. I don't. I have cats. They're not
on
the pole.
Pussy pole.
You got
whatever.
Pussy on the pole either way.
Pussy on the pole.
Either way.
Foot race for that one. The last one.
All right, this is near and dear to me. You two are probably going to disagree and think it's stupid, but let's give it a shot. After 2 shootings in Texas, politicians in San Francisco have voted to label the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization. Does this really help the people of San Francisco, or is it just more pot stirring by local politicians willing to destroy the Bill of Rights in exchange for national attention?
All right, relax, first of all.
Ah!
I will say...
You know my vote. That's clean up an aisle. Excuse me, is that even legal?
Oh, stop it. It's the pound game is strong with this. It's fucking stupid.
I
know people...
It is stupid. It's
a label. It's a labeling
pot.
Thing. Listen, to me, what's much worse is...
That means there's an American city I can't go into because I'm a criminal before I even buy my fucking airline
what's worse?
Ticket.
Mexico will pay
that's
for the war.
Yeah.
No, we won't. We're taking it out of the military.
No, that's not worse. If I told you, you can't go to Jacksonville.
Thank you.
I you know what I'm saying. I'm because you're a liberal, okay, and you don't like President Trump.
Nobody does.
Okay, we'll find out in
38%
like
him.
We'll find out in a year. I don't want to hear about polls. Ming, Hillary was supposed to win all 50
not
states.
Explain that to you.
There were going
to
be fireworks in every city.
Nobody said that.
The balloons never got launched. It was a mess. Don't tell me about polls.
The
balloons are still in the ceiling. Damn, I don't want to hear about polls. I'm done with the fucking media polls. Really. They couldn't have fucked that election up any worse than they did, and that was impressive.
I'll explain to you another
sorry.
Time.
I say, is this even legal? Because I'm sorry, it's just wrong to tell a demographic, people who belong to an American organization, whether you agree or disagree, that files tax returns. Okay, this isn't a bunch of guys, you know, sitting around a campfire circle jerking each other. This is a registered organization.
What kind of taxes would you have?
Spoosh tax. A come and get it tax. So now this is a taxed organization. They file their returns. They follow all the laws.
No, they don't. Okay. That's why the membership's outraged.
We'll get to that. But to our knowledge, you know, they have been around since the 1800s. Okay, mm-hmm. Old organization. Mm-hmm. Again, legitimate organization.
No,
if the Kiwanis,
it's not legitimate. They're a lobby for the gun manufacturers. Fucking stop. It's not about you. This thing is not about you, Russ Verdeco, being a terrorist. It's about the way they lobby. It's not about you, the gun owner, who does the right thing.
I'm being lumped in. Like I said, I'm considered
a terrorist. Then do something about it.
Considered a terrorist in a major American city, which I've been to before. I have actually been to San Francisco.
What do you want, a cookie?
Okay.
So have I.
I like the hills. It was nice. There's been many movies shot there. The wine and cheese, a little much. It's all over the place, but still, I like it.
Sounds like an old Jewish wife now.
A little much.
It made me gassy.
You can't have wine and cheese every 15 feet. You gotta tone that shit down.
Actually, you can.
Nah, it's too much. I couldn't shit for 3 days.
You get a pot and brownies.
I feel like you're upset because you were constipated.
No, I'm upset because I feel like taxpaying Americans, law-abiding taxpaying Americans, are being targeted and being labeled as a terrorist because of, right now, like I said, it's an organization. It files taxes, it plays by the rules, and when there's foul play, people will be dealt with.
It allegedly colluded with Russia.
Okay, bullshit, dude.
No, well, that's the allegations.
If you believe that, I got a fucking pot of gold to sell you at the end of a rainbow.
Awesome.
Honestly, believe me.
Well, so, but just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. I said allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, Trump colluded 2.5 fucking years. We got a report, and if you hold it up to your ear, you can hear Hillary fans crying because they lost. Really, I'm done with Russia.
Isn't that
shit.
Always the fallback?
I'm done with Russia shit. I'm done. I don't even want to talk about.
Well,
I'm done with it.
Well,
it was 2.5 years.
You brought it up. This is the internet.
No, I bought this up because I feel like taxpaying Americans and a taxpaying organization in our nation is being labeled when no violence has been called. This isn't like...
Actually, that's not true. Ted Nugent, who was a board member of the NRA, called for violence against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Get out. When?
It happened.
It fucking happened.
When?
2015, 2016.
Violence. Call for violence.
A lynching.
He called for a lynching.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the NRA, motherfucker. That was on the board.
That's ridiculous.
Pip, look it up. And it's true, and no, just because you don't
I
know...
I want that fact checked, because...
It's everybody knew
Ted Nugent said outlandish shit before.
No, well, you don't know what... You don't know what you don't
violence.
Know about your organization. You need to get right with your organization.
To my knowledge, no NRA member has ever called for violence, nor has NRA member ever committed a mass shooting.
I found, like, tons of them. I'm just looking for somebody...
Reliable, please. Not CNN.
Well, that's why
CNN is fucking reliable.
Yeah,
stop
CNN
it.
Clinton
News Network.
Reliable.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know. Hillary was to win the election by 95%. There'd be three rednecks in Kentucky with a jug of moonshine that voted for Trump.
Let's see.
Dude, I'm serious.
Let's see. Well, this was CNN saying, you know, people were saying, how about calling for... when Kathy Griffin did the thing with Trump's head,
but amid
the firestorm, many liberals are accusing Trump and conservatives of selective outrage. Their reason: rocker Ted Nugent's caustic criticism of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, criticizing him isn't a call to violence.
Yeah, it's like
if they felt threatened, well,
he said
public figures.
What did he say? Suck on his
politician
not
to blow
dick.
You.
No, not his dick. His gun.
Yeah.
In a sexual context, probably.
He explains once to Tobel about to suck on my machine gun. You can defend it however you want.
Did he say he was going to shoot the president and he would be arrested? You can't
suck
say
on
that.
My machine gun.
Yeah, it's a dirty context. No, gun owners shouldn't be speaking like that. But if he said something that was,
Ted Nugent's repeated death threat.
You can't make a call for violence against the president.
All right, here
unless
we go.
You're a liberal in San Francisco, then it's
no,
okay.
No, you shouldn't.
Ted Nugent, a man who became the target of a Secret Service investigation after it said in 2012 that if President Obama were reelected, Nugent would either be dead or in jail by this time next year.
All right, he was reelected, and he's not dead or in jail.
That doesn't matter. But no, he said it at, during the election. Listen, you could defend it all you want, but I don't really feel, and we got to get out of here, okay. But I really don't feel sympathetic when you got those, not as a member, on the fucking board. That's why you have these problems.
Every organization has its problems.
No, here we
go. I don't
go.
Think the NRA is a domestic terror organization.
Well, you don't want it because you're a member of it. But this is why. Yes. And I'm not saying they are.
I'm not a domestic terrorist. I'm a boring guy. I'm going to go home.
But no.
Give my wife a
but
kiss.
But I told you who this is directed at.
Hug whatever
teenager. It's not directed at you. Stop being a snowflake about this shit.
Snowflake?
Yeah.
I think it's terrible.
You got
precedent.
Triggered because they said terrorism.
Yes.
It's not directed at you.
Yes,
it is.
It's
directed at the board members who Ted Nugent was and Wayne LaPierre. And if you don't like it, well, do something about it.
If you don't like it, what am I going to do about it, Devin?
Get your other members that are like you, that are responsible gun owners.
LaPierre will be out of there soon enough.
Well, it's
there's
not
only
happened.
So
okay.
much longer he's in a hole.
Listen, I think it was stupid, but I would say the pound game is strong with this one. And the grand scheme of things, not that huge of a deal.
I think that it's explosive rhetoric.
Yes.
But it's not fair to say the rank and file members are.
But they
terrorists.
Didn't say that. They said the NRA.
But they said the NRA.
The
and
whole
I, I'm
group.
Well, you know what? I if they're meant
if it
every
was now,
member, I don't think that that's fair. But if they're talking
or
about
Planned
the,
Parenthood
the heading,
or anything, I would be up around just as much.
Yeah.
As,
no, you can't say they're
right.
Terrorists.
Nobody's saying it's right. But I gave you reasons why they would say it, and you don't want to accept those. That's not my problem.
So one asshole in a group calls for violence.
He's on the board!
Okay.
And he was still on the board after he said it, and he did it multiple times.
We have organizations in this country
Listen,
that have board members that say
here's
stupid
what
shit.
Me. I'm an NRA member, and I don't have any power in my fucking, in my organization.
He'll be
that's
on
what,
soon enough.
No, that's what you've told me. Well, I'm a member of this organization, and I have no power because I'm a lifetime member. Then shame on you, dude. Shame on you.
Things take care of themselves. He'll
be
off
well,
the board
not.
Soon.
They're not.
But in the meantime, for a major U.S. city to
it's
label
stupid.
Members of an
it's
organization
stupid.
As domestic terrorists.
It's stupid. But in the grand scheme
that
of things.
That shouldn't even be legal. Unless they have cause.
Well, I told you the cause.
I'm sorry.
I told you the
Hamas
cause.
Hamas is a terrorist organization.
And you know what? When you threaten the president.
They kill innocent, unarmed people.
And what happens when you threaten the president?
Women and children.
What happens when you threaten the president?
It was a stupid-ass remark, but...
Well, you would think he would take them off the board.
He joked
the
about
scheme
killing
things,
the president.
He said something stupid.
He also called President Obama a subhuman mongrel.
All right, that's just
He's
trash
on
talk.
Your board. This is why the NRA is fucking
trash
hated.
Talk. Trash talk.
That's why
trash talk. You don't talk about hanging a black
guy. He called Hillary Clinton a worthless bitch. He told Obama to suck on my machine gun.
Organizations out there.
He called for Clinton to ride one of these guns into the sunset. Okay? That's why.
There are terrorist organizations out there right now plotting to kill unarmed women and children. Okay, I'm sorry some people got hurt, their feelings hurt by irresponsible comments.
On your board.
Nugent made.
On your board. Get
okay,
him off the board.
He's a fiery guy.
I don't know if he still is. But
you
he
know,
wasn't
you,
off
you
the
know
board.
What you're going to get with Ted Nugent. You know, he doesn't pull punches.
Oh, stop it. He's a moron, too.
I'm not protecting him at all. Listen, he's a big boy. He can stick by the words that come out of his mouth. He's a grown man. He's older than I am. But right now, there are real terrorist organizations not insulting people, not saying stupid shit. They had the label of terrorist organization.
Antifa terrorist organization. They've killed no one. I don't hear the outrage about that.
They have,
Antifa has zero kills. I don't hear the outrage.
They have, right now, labeled. Antifa has not been labeled as anything yet.
Yes, they have. No. Joe on this fucking show all the time and the right-wing talking points call a terrorist organization. The right-wing does.
Yeah,
Joe stands all the time.
They're
not
a bunch
you-
of fucking spoiled brats, but
that's fine.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's
but
fine.
That-
nobody has been, nobody's hurting. They do destroy property, however, that you have to
I'm
look
not
at.
Sticking up
but
for
in the grander scheme of things, mailboxes and cars. But right now, there is a real terrorist organization out there planning to kill unarmed women and children. Davin, there's a fucking difference. I'm sorry.
And
there's
Ted-
a huge difference here. And Ted Nugent can't be the poster child.
Get him
and
off
the
board.
Example of
get saying, him off the board.
The NRA
on the board.
Is
He's
a domestic
board.
Is a domestic
get him
terrorist.
Off the board.
Is a domestic terrorist organization because Ted Nugent. Has diarrhea of the mouth.
He's on your board.
You can't say
he's a decision
Antifa
maker.
Is a terrorist organization when a bunch of spoiled brats walk around in hoods. And yeah, they're
Delta
responsible.
Joe.
for destructive destruction of property. Okay,
Black Lives Matter. That's another one he called a terrorist organization.
Antifa is not plotting and planning.
Agreed.
Unsolicited murder.
I agree with you.
Of unarmed civilians.
I don't think the NRA is doing that either.
Correct.
No,
that's why I'm mad that the leaders of a major American city in my country has used that term so fucking recklessly.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah.
And
that's
irresponsibly.
Why it's on the board. That's why Pip and I
put
it on the
board. You are fucking
right.
members. I'm sorry. The members now have to carry that stigma with them.
You got a lot more to carry,
my
friend.
Yeah.
You got
message.
A lot more to carry.
Every organization has douchebags. Okay?
They don't put them on the board.
You can't hold Ted Nugent and Wayne LaPierre accountable for the millions.
Do something.
The millions of NRA members and the guys who do support us that can't afford the dues.
I'm going to say this last thing, and then we got to go. I'm going to say this last thing. On my Facebook page, you often tell how you are a man of action and you're not going to let somebody else do something. You're going to be the man of action.
Mm-hmm.
All I've heard from you on this show is, what can I do? What can I do about the NRA? I'm a lifetime member. Well, if you're a fucking man of action and you're outraged by being painted by the assholes.
I've said my piece.
All right.
Believe me. They know how I feel.
Well, then fucking organize. Do something. Leave the organization.
It's being organized already.
Well, join a fucking more realistic gun organization.
In reality.
Join what the NRA used to be.
There are going to be members who are pushed out.
Well, when that happens, I hope you have a hand in it.
It's just something that has to be done. The stable has to be cleaned.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes.
But
we know that. And the majority of the listen, it all comes down to money. Okay, when members get pissed off, like I said, they already have my money. I can't ask for it back. But when the majority of members do what they're doing now, stand up and say, hey, you know, we need some house cleaning here, there will be enough noise. Sometimes it's hard to get people that are entrenched in power out of their positions in any organization. Now you're talking about an organization with tens of millions of dollars behind it.
Yeah, from the gun manufacturer.
Doesn't matter where it's coming
it
from.
It matters.
It's coming.
It matters.
Whether
All right.
you like it or not.
What do we call? I call that the San Francisco labeling it. The pound game is strong with this one.
Yeah, that's what I agree to.
You think it's off the?
It's gonna be legal, really.
All right, we're gonna go with the pound game is strong.
Pound.
Majority rules.
We're pounding.
We're pounding.
I was sick that evening, so I had my roommate take over. That's why you don't hear my voice.
One of Davin's Instagram, who was...
How dare you? Pull them a little fucking respect.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They provide countless hours of candid
apologies.
There was lots of fucking respect right there.
She was digging it.
All right. Russ, as always, we would like to thank you for your contributions, both on mic and off mic.
Thank you, man.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
It's all mine. You guys are great. This show's fun.
It is fun. I'm tired.
Yeah.
That was energetic.
That was good. Good job.
That was energetic.
You got more rants out of me than you probably got in 4 months.
Oh, my God.
I'm no Joe Curry. You know, yeah, I mean, he's talented. You guys are really lucky to have him.
We are.
I'm not as conservative as
I felt like
show.
That was a question, Pip.
No,
that was not.
Hey,
no,
the way they are. They
we are? No. That wasn't a question.
If people want to see two liberals fighting, they can turn on CNN. But it's good. He's a good guy. And I'm honored to, you know, take the chair from the night. I know I'm not as conservative.
We'd be honored to give Joe the chair.
Well, yeah, I'm not as conservative. You know, I try to be as level-headed as possible, you know. But, it's always good. I like the argument. I like the fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's all good. We always end up laughing.
And Pip, I'm sorry. I love you, baby, but that was a shitty band.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring you every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy shows. Our next one is October 25th, Friday, October 25th. Yours truly will be your headliner. So it's going to be a great time. Make sure you check that out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 155 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. That's the banquet hall. The restaurant is 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or you can give them a call, 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990. Or don't forget to visit them on the website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Real quick, just to add to that, if you haven't been before, I have several times, many times actually. It's not too far from where I work. Best Osso Buco in New Jersey.
Oh.
That's my recommendation for that restaurant.
There you go.
They nail it, and my grandparents are from Sicily. I know what I'm talking about. It's real stuff. Great food, but the Osso Buco is the best I've ever had in New Jersey.
Look, a testimonial from a real-life Italian.
Yeah, I don't say Italian. That's nails on a chalkboard.
I just said Italian. It to bust you. I just said it to bust
you. What the hell is an Italian?
Oh, my God.
That means Italian is a word. You separated the
Italian.
Yeah, Italian.
But I, not Italian.
No, definitely not. You're okay. Lily, you're what we call Lily White.
She could be Sicilian.
Aryan.
Oh, Northern Italian. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No. Okay, so we can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls with some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the King of the Grill or Garage. You can order a sign online from them, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group feels it's definitely important to engage with our audience, much like we do here at Davin's Den. Engage with everybody who'll have us. So KGI wants to start all new relationships and all others in life and business by simply saying hello. KGI Design Group is a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale. We'll make that happen for you. Currently, it's an all-female professional crew at KGI. We'll enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, bare-shouldered, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development is for print, digital, and web. We'll make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. They pull it all together for you. Give them a call today at 516-420-0013, and they will help you say hello to your ideal customers. Again, you can find them on the web at KGIDesignGroup.com, or you can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. I do all that. And the hashtags say hello and hashtag Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. So again, they're happy to say hello. Size Splitting Productions, you got an office party coming up, Christmas party. You need a roast, give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com, which turns into davincomedy.com. Anyway.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
All right, before I say our last plug, remember we're going to do a real quick Facebook Live.
Yes.
Post-show Facebook Live, because this show hasn't been fucking long enough.
You lucky people.
I'll show you the cereal. We'll come up with some other shit to talk about. It's going to be real shit. So you definitely want to go to Facebook Live. You go to Davin's Den on Facebook. You look for Davin's Den on Facebook. Oh, cool. And our social media guy, Adam's there if we have trouble. And we will.
And we will. No. Thanks, Adam. He knows us.
Also, once again, we want to thank Russ for coming in and helping out tonight.
You're welcome, man. Yes. Anytime.
This week, Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's been many years since I've been there. You're going to want to check that out. Fun Club, Harrisburg, PA. For reservations, call 717-920-5653, 717-920-5653. It has been a fun night. It has been a long night. Four more hours, I can go to sleep. But it's been fun. Thank you all for hanging out. I'm going to get this tech shit figured out one of these days. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please keep on listening.